So Simeon took up in his arms the 40-day-old infant Jesus. And he blessed God. And he said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, the glory of thy people, Israel. Simeon lifted up into his arms the infant Jesus, and he blessed God. What's a blessing? What is a blessing? You know it when you feel it? Different words we can give it. A blessing is connecting with the holy. It's feeling the inner sacredness of life. It's intimacy, union, it's wholeness. Blessing. You can be giving a blessing or you can be receiving a blessing. And in both cases, it's the same. Because there's a mutuality, there's a union, there's a respect, there's a love. There's a recognition of the goodness. Of life itself. Sometimes we feel blessed, and sometimes we don't. Our church teaches that actually God's blessings are always coming to us, but that the difficulty can be in the receiving. The more I've dwelled on it over the years, the more I am aware of when I'm feeling blessings and when I'm not. I'm still not that great at shifting from the one state to the other, though there are things that we can do that will help with that. When we receive or give a blessing, one of the feelings that goes with that is peace. And it's a peace, as the Bible says, that's beyond our understanding. It's a peace that I can't describe, but that you all can recognize. We've all had moments of it, and tastes of it. And that's what Simeon got that day. He saw with his eyes something that gave him a deep, deep sense of peace. A peace that was so deep that he said, okay, I can let go now. In the literal meaning of the text, it means he can die now. In the spiritual meaning, it means he can let go. We can surrender whatever it's been that's just been too much for us to carry. We can let go of a job that we've been trying to do that hasn't been our job to do. We can surrender, not in resignation, but in peace, with the knowledge that who we are and that what we're able to do and accomplish is enough. Even with profound experiences of peace, as Simeon had, this is not in any way saying that everything's going to go fine for the rest of your life. In fact, as soon as Simeon gave this blessing to God, he turned to Mary and Joseph and he blessed them. And then he told them, that there were hard times ahead. Times of extraordinary suffering and heartbreak. And so as human beings, we are called into a world where there are very hard times ahead. And yet we are called upon to still recognize what matters most. Our connection and our belonging to life. And that at the core of this life is love, wisdom, and compassion. And then if we seek it, if we seek to recognize the blessings that are in our lives, we can, through those blessings, receive just what it is to do what we need to do to transform ourselves and our world through whatever qualities it is that we most need, courage, compassion, understanding, patience. I came across a quote from Albert Einstein in this little book called Prayers for Peace. And Einstein, I believe, is speaking to this sense of blessing, feeling blessed, and the sense of being one with all it is, reaching out. Einstein says, "A human being is part of the whole, called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. We experience ourselves, our thoughts, our feelings, as something separate from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires, and to the affections for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from the prison by widening our circle of compassion, to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. We shall require a substantially new manner of thinking if humankind is to survive." Our task must be to free ourselves from the prison by widening our circle of compassion, to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. That's what it is to bless. It is to widen our circle of compassion for all living things. And through that opening, to find a new way of thinking and understanding, we can care for ourselves and this earth. It's a little bit hard for me to talk about this right now because for some reason I'm feeling particularly blessed right now. It began with the choir's introit and it's been lasting throughout the service. But still, I want to try to talk about it. I want to give you three ways that I use in my life to help to strengthen that sense of blessing and belonging. The first is, we are all receiving blessings. No, we are not all receiving blessings. We are all, blessings are coming our way, but we are not necessarily receiving. So the first thing is to notice our blessings. When we begin this, our blessings we think are things we actually want to have happen. And as we continue with this process, we can come to see, eventually, all of what occurs as something that can become a blessing. Even the most horrendous and difficult can become. One of the ways I feel that we as Americans right now can open ourselves to receiving a blessing is by taking what is now become our extraordinary responsibility to help reverse the poisoning that we are doing of this earth, to receive that responsibility as a blessing, because through reconnecting our respect for this earth, we can renew our sense of connection and belonging here. As we care more for this earth in the ways that we each are called to do, we're not going to feel so lonely or cut off as we have before. So first, take time each day with the person you're most intimate with. Share with them each day something you feel blessed about, and have that grow to 2 or 3, or just in your own mind. Second, when you're feeling really low, depressed, sad, frustrated, angry, scared, imagine that you are connected with everyone else on this planet who is feeling those exact same feelings as you are for their own reasons. If it's depression, then imagine that you are holding hands with everyone on this planet who is feeling as low as you are. And in your imagination, which is where the spirit lives, send them all a blessing. How do you send a blessing? Imagine them all surrounded by a warmth, by a wisdom, by a care that goes all the way into their hearts. Third way, each morning, say a prayer. Say in your prayer, God, help me to be a blessing to someone and the earth today. Help me to be a blessing to someone, and help me to care for the earth in one specific way this day. And then keep your eyes open for the opportunities. You might find yourself like me, handing out reusable grocery bags. Dearest God, help each one of us to be a blessing to someone and to this earth, our home, each day. Help us to recognize your wisdom and your love in our lives. Amen.